This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Expansion business here on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with my brain expanding to almost an explosive position because I have so much in it. And I'll share as much as I can.
So humble.
Thank you. There's no place like home. Jennifer Horn is here. She has a big brain as well.
And thanks for noticing.
Yep. I like that. And you know how you can tell you have a big brain? Look into your eyes. Do you have big eyes? Big eyes.
I'm sure you're going to make a crack about the size of my head, but
big brains. No, I would not want to be accused of sexual harassment. You see, that's something. There's a fine line here, ladies and gentlemen, that I have to be careful of because there are three ladies on the air with me every day: Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Excuse me. So, in order for me to be myself, I have to be aware of what happens if I am myself. And that doesn't mean that I'm anything. I mean, there's nothing bad about me. Well, maybe a couple of things. But I've always been very careful about how I treat the ladies around me and how I am perceived. Or at least I'd like to think that. Having grown up with a daughter who was very happy to tell me what my mistakes or foibles have been. Actually, that's happened with many of the ladies in my life, too. Suppose I should learn something from that. And I think I have, actually. You're never too late to learn. That's really the kind of bottom line here. And I say that we're kind of teasing, but I'm serious about that statement. Never too late to learn. The world is a fascinating place. It really is. I find that what I find most beneficial about having done this for my career, the amount of knowledge that I have gained that I probably wouldn't have paid any attention to. Think about that, ladies. All the things that we learn, that we talk about, that we share with people, that most people don't know and won't come across. There isn't, because of the fact that we're not going down the same street that everybody else does. Yeah, maybe a few things here and there. For example, good news today is that private payroll jobs are up 158,000 in June. That's good. I don't know what sectors they're in. I don't really care. I just want America to be presented, especially on the week of its birthday, in a positive light, because there are so many other things that we can find about America to sort of denigrate it or pull it apart. We almost seem to be suicidal that way. But there's a difference between focusing on fixing problems and just always pounding on them. And I think, sadly, that's what happens on the radio way too much. Too much pounding on the story. I was looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, and the number one item is the wrestling video, that CNN thing, and what comes of that. Why is that important? I just don't begin to understand, and that's why we haven't talked about it here, because I don't think, I frankly don't give a damn, and I don't see how this furthers the life, liberty, pursuit of happiness of anybody. It's just another thing to rip at that if you're in, you know, you enjoy that sort of thing, great. I don't. And so I look at some of these things that are a part of the sadness of what it's like living in America. That woman, we've learned how to pronounce her name, Mios Sotis Familia, a lady who was a police officer who was shot in, was it Brooklyn or Queens or someplace in New York? In the Bronx, yeah. So what I would rather focus on, if we may, the way we have spent our week. July 4th, the holiday week, is the week in which most people, or many people, more people, probably the right adjective, take a vacation during this week than any other week of the year. And so as a lot of people have time off, I wondered if you were the sort of person. I saw this treatise on, actually, it was around on the 4th of July, and I put it aside because I wasn't really quite sure. I thought maybe we'd wait till the end of the week when people have had a good time. I don't want to spoil their week. But there's a new thing. Leave it to somebody to come up with WWS. Do you know what WWS? I'll go around the room. Jennifer, what's WWS?
WWS. It's not a wrestling federation, so I'm not
no.
sure.
Okay. You want to take a stab at it, Victoria? What's WWS?
I have no idea.
No. All right, Kara? No. WWS.
Women's Worldwide Superpowers.
Oh, good.
Was that it?
WWS is Work Withdrawal Syndrome. And there are a lot of people who have that. If you have the signs, here are the signs. This happens to people who are on vacation, who are so tied to their work. And I'm betting that we all know somebody like this. I'm betting there may be a bit of this in all of us. But think if you have any of these signs. Number one, dread over what to do with your time off. What am I going to do with myself? Number two, guilt over not doing anything productive. That's something that I don't
know. I bet a lot of people have that,
yeah. Right.
I don't, but.
Thank you. Three, inability to stop thinking about work. Four, compulsive checking of work-related emails. Five, restlessness, irritability, and difficulty, having difficulty relaxing. Six, obsessing over cramming leisure time with structured activities when you don't have anything on your schedule is a big help sign out, which basically, if you have most of these things, face it, you're addicted to work.
The only thing I have is guilt, but gosh, I can, you know what, the people that say, oh, I have nothing to do, oh man, I can always think of things to do or things
too.
That I would like to do. I don't have that problem, but I think I do feel guilty, like I might be missing out on something or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So when Kara seems to know how to, I just hear from her what she does when she's off on the weekend, that kind of stuff, and it seems like she goes camping or she is able to put her feet up on the coffee table and just kind of hang. And I'm not sure.
Yeah, I try to turn it off on the weekends, but the one of these that I do have is compulsory checking of my emails.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. You know, I'm at home at night and I'm checking my emails. But the only reason I do that, and I get annoyed at myself for doing that because it's stressful, the only reason is because I feel like sometimes it's easier if you just email answers or if you answer emails right away.
Yeah.
Because it solves the problem immediately instead of having everyone, you know, instead of having people send a ton of emails at once and then you have to deal with 17 different emails the next morning.
Mm.
That's more stressful to me than just answering it right away.
One of the things that this study points out is it asks, do you suffer from this, is what it does to relationships and also to your personal health. A lot of the things that we do, the societal imperatives that we have, are putting us into this excessive state of consciousness all the time, and it's always oriented around the career. But you'd be happy to know it's not as bad here as it is in other places like Japan. It's well documented over there how fixated they are on productivity. The people's unemployment rate is almost non-existent in Japan. Everybody's got a job, and everybody focuses on the job all the time. And
I always thought Japan was so structured in a productive way that when people were finished with work, they were really off and they were finished with work for the day.
I think that may have been the case, but I think things are... Let me put it to you this way.
Because the workday for Americans sort of doesn't end. Unless you're like a shift worker, you know, in a specific industry, like the service industry, because when you're not, you know, bartending or waiting tables, then, you know, you're at home and you're not at work and in that mentality. But if you're in any type of other industry where you do have work emails and things like that, it feels like the workday never ends.
Well, remember a week or so ago, I was talking about trying to hire somebody on the farm to be an event coordinator.
Right, yeah.
And I told you the person that I was most, I don't know if impressed was the word I used, but the person I found most intriguing was a 21-year-old college senior who is Asian. She's an American citizen now, came to school here, and has done very well. She has three majors and some kind of double minor, and she admits to not sleeping much. And she was looking for one other activity that she could use this summer to count toward whatever graduation credits she needed in order to get out early so she could go to work, because she had three different things that she wanted to pursue in her career, and she thought she'd try them all at the same time.
Wow.
And I said on the air that most of, if you know any Asian children who are in school, your children know Asian children, you'll find that they are among the most dramatically driven of any group on the planet. And that maybe sounds, I don't know what it sounds like. I don't care what it sounds like. That's what I that's what I believe. That's my conclusion at looking around at what's going on in terms of productivity in our country. The various groups, and we've segmented ourselves. This isn't something new. We've set up tribes. We used to be a tribal country, and now we're tribal again. Aren't we? I mean, think about it. Think who's in your tribe. We have a tribe, the DJV tribe. People who follow us are members of a tribe. And there are all kinds of tribes. There's a racial tribe you might be in. There's a religious tribe you might be in. There's a political tribe you might be in. There's a money, how much money sort of do you have tribe that you're in. And this, think about it. People who have a lot of money tend to hang around with people who have a lot of money. People who are black more often than not hang around with people who are black. People who are Jewish more often than not hang around with people who are Jewish. It's not always the case, but I think you find that there's a sort of tradition that goes with that stuff, and we've more cultivated that in our society. This whole business about African Americans and Italian Americans and this America, instead of just all Americans, we hyphenate, but we put our whatever that the differentiation is, we put that in front of American, which I think is destructive, frankly. So there. All right, did we get our lesson?
Well, just going back to whatever you were reading there, does it say...
You mean about the...
Work aside?
It's called work withdrawal syndrome.
Work withdrawal syndrome.
This is vacation week, so I thought it was appropriate to bring that up, because a lot of people this week, on vacation, aren't really on vacation because they're all worried about work.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people are suffering from a lot of those issues.
Yeah, and therefore... The reason for me bringing it up, Victoria. How about that?
See how I brought it back full circle? Because you were somewhere way on the left, somewhere in some other galaxy.
Brought it back. It's okay. In the next half hour, the worst drivers in America. Where are they? And the sports report. That's a couple of things for you to look forward to. Coming up to 20 past the hour, the DJV experience.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list. The B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila! 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of six or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Something to celebrate now. Music, an important part of all of our lives and an important part of the DJB experience, with each hour devoted to some musical news. You'll be happy to hear that it was during this day in 1957 when Paul McCartney and John Lennon had their first encounter at St. Peter's Church in Liverpool. It was not much of a meeting. Turned out to be one of the most historic, though, in history. Fitting that the church was the site of 5 days of celebration this week, with a variety of events, including a Beatles-themed service this weekend.
That would get people to go to church.
Boy, it sure would, wouldn't it? Rod Davis, a member of the Quarrymen, that was John Lennon's band on that day, said in an interview a couple of years ago, he didn't recall McCartney even. I don't remember seeing Paul at all. I remember seeing Ivan Vaughn, who was the lad who brought him being Rod Davis or
Paul.
McCartney, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Ivan introduced Paul to John.
No, really? But they were the Quarrymen at first, and it was Rod Davis, it was McCartney, it was Len Gary, and it was Lennon, right? So Lennon and McCartney, mm-hmm. And these other two guys?
Well, it was Lennon's band, because they played, apparently, at this church festival.
Yeah.
And then I guess they added Paul later on.
Yeah, invited me.
A smart move.
Well, that's a good move, wasn't it? So what happened to Len Gary, and what happened to Rod Davis? They and Ivan Vaughn, they all just kind of disappeared into musical Neverland.
I think they stayed as the Quarrymen.
Yeah, well, there was a group called the Quarrymen that stayed. You're right. But then along came Harrison, and I don't know how they met. Does anybody remember how they met?
I do not know that story.
I know how Ringo came in, because the guy they had originally playing the band, playing the...
Pete Best. Yeah, you guys go to America. I don't think that's going to work out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. See you later, Pete.
I'll be here when you get back.
He could be with the Quarrymen still. But it's just a great... It's one of those things that gives you faith. the fact these four came together the way they did and what they have produced. By the way, if you haven't listened, if you have Sirius or you're thinking about getting Sirius Radio and your music, there's a lot of good talk there as well. Not probably as good as on your local station, but if you're interested in music, the Beatles channel they put together is one of the best productions that I've... they have lots of... Like, the Elvis channel's getting really old. Sirius just isn't... It's old. But the Beatles channel is quite...
I listen to it a lot. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is. All right, so that's the story of the reunion there, or at least the acknowledgement. Not going to be much of a reunion because Lennon's still dead. McCartney just had his birthday, I think, too, didn't he? Not long ago, 76?
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, not too long ago.
Still out there. He's on the tour on the stump this summer. I've actually never seen him perform. I'd like to see him perform. The problem is I don't like to go to those big venues because you kind of lose what the sense of the music is all about anyway.
You could have gone to Old Cella.
Yes, I could.
But then you would have had to sit in a lawn chair or something, right?
Right. Way, way, way in the back.
I'd have to act old. Not interested in that at all. Mm. Shania Twain. What was that for? What?
Nothing.
Shania Twain, Rock This Country, is a new exhibit spotlighting the life and career of Ms. Twain. Opening at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. She toured the showcase for the first time this week, visibly moved by what she saw, a lot of memories. She said, quote, I didn't appreciate at the time because it was so fast, she said, of the experience that was her 90s rocket ride. Shania Twain coming into prominence. I think I need a mattress so I can stay overnight and just sit with all this stuff. That kind of cute. I think she's very, I think cute's the right word for it, but I do like her. Shania Twain, Rock This Country, open to the public through July of next year. All right? New album from her comes out in September, by the way. Call now. 28 past the hour, the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Very often people ask me, you know, Warren, we just got married. We're not having kids right away, but we do have a dog or a cat. How do I prepare the pet for the arrival of the human baby when the time comes? First thing you need to do is socialize your pet to children, especially if you've been previously childless. Familiarize your pet with the typical baby sounds, smells, and items. Before the baby arrives, bring those items. Make a recording of what babies sound like. It'll all make a difference in terms of desensitizing your dog or cat. And work with your pet on behavior problems. If he's a jumper, now's the time to prevent them from jumping. And a couple of weeks before the baby's arrival, take your pet to the vet for a complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail trimming. You know, there's no better relationship than a dog or a cat and a baby. If you take the time to socialize your dog or cat prior to the baby's arrival, and you make sure that when people come in, they don't just bypass the dog or cat to go to the new baby, everyone will learn that it's a family, and family means kids, mom, dad, and yes, their dog and cat. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to save up to $100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Couldn't make it on my own, so that's why I brought Jennifer and Victoria and Kara together. So now we're really making it big on the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour. Big news from Montana. Well, let's see, we have a station in Great Falls, Montana, Billings, Montana. There was an earthquake there yesterday. You all heard.
Yeah.
5.9. What's it like? Jennifer is the expert. 5.9 is just like stepping into a pothole, right?
No.
In comparison.
Actually, it's a pretty good size quake. 5.9 is a good size. Yeah, I've been through plenty of 5.8, 5.9s that are pretty big, and they would do enough. I mean, they're not going to kill anybody, but they're going to do a lot of damage, you know, or hopefully they wouldn't kill anybody.
If you're laying in bed, does it, like, shake you out of bed?
Well, there's no, I mean, look, you'd have to have a pretty big earthquake that would actually shake you out of your bed, but it would definitely, I mean, it would definitely wake you up. I mean, to put it in perspective, the Northridge quake, which did pretty catastrophic damage around Southern California, there was a lot of roads that had to be repaired and buildings and houses that had their structures, you know, you shook off the foundation. That was, I think, a 6.4.
That was like an 8.4.
No, we've never had any. That's the big one. That's the one that everybody sort of is scared about with San Andreas. So 5.8 is pretty, it's good. It's good size, especially in Montana where you don't feel those very often.
No, not at all. That was the news, actually. Not a lot of people would be affected by it, but there was a lot of shaking going on. So, all right, things have settled down there today. That's good. Victoria has been doing her daily research and has come upon a study that casts a sort of strange look or a cloud, shall we say, over Massachusetts. The worst drivers in America list. All right, Victoria, you have the floor.
Yeah, this was interesting. This is a new Allstate Insurance put together their data based on accident reports and insurance claims and things like that. And it turns out the worst city in America when it comes to car crashes is Boston. I don't know how often you drive into Boston proper, but
I don't go much into Boston. I go to the airport. That's about it.
Yeah. So apparently that is the worst. However, the overall worst city for worst drivers in America is Philadelphia.
Really?
Which is kind of interesting.
Philadelphia gets such a tough rap. I mean, everybody's so mean to Philadelphia.
I worked there for a while in CAU. It's not the city of
Boston. I actually liked visiting a few times.
My grandmother in her grave right now, she's feeling vindicated because she always, you know, everybody I feel like has a relative who says, oh, those people are the worst drivers, or everybody sucks. Well, my grandmother, every time she saw a bad driver, would say, they must be from Pennsylvania. And then they would drive by, and they were always from Pennsylvania. So
I've never heard that.
Neither. That's not a place that people normally stay, but she knew.
Number two,
all right,
on the list.
Those of you in Pennsylvania who want to stick up for yourself, you can go to facebook.com/DJV show or get to us on Twitter. You can send it to me. I'll take it. I got big shoulders. At Doug Steffen. I find.
Well, this isn't our judgment. This is from Allstate Insurance.
Right. No, but people say, I heard on that program, that radio program today, that Pennsylvania had the worst drivers, and that's not true. A lot of farmland. We get a little bit west of Philadelphia and the Schuylkill area. When you go down 81, where you get out. You know why?
The what area?
Schuylkill.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
The river that goes
Schuylkill
through
is the river
Philly.
That goes
it's called the Schuylkill?
Yeah,
the Schuylkill.
And there's
who the
an expressway
heck's
that
really?
Goes next to it called the Schuylkill.
Don't ask
expressway.
Me to spell it, but
yeah,
it is how it's
like, it's spelled like Schuylkill or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
Who swims in the Schuylkill?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody. I don't think you'd want to.
Funny name.
Yeah.
No,
you people on the East Coast have such weird names.
You wouldn't want to, but not for the reasons you're thinking, Victoria. The rapids and the current in the Schuylkill River is very extreme. It's a fast-moving river, and you would have a tough time swimming across it.
I've been to a bunch of crew races when my friends, when we were in college, I've been to that. But and you're right, actually. There was a pretty good current there, but yeah.
Jeez, I was, wait a minute.
You're correct, sir.
I am right, did you say
yes, you are correct.
I am right. Jennifer, remember that, please. The next time you take a shot.
You got it right for today, so you can go home now.
Yeah. Well, number two on the list was also interesting. New Haven, Connecticut is number two on the list, which you would think it would be Los Angeles, right? But Los Angeles was number three. So something's going on in New Haven that's beating Los Angeles with worse drivers.
Well, New England in general in that list.
Yeah, number four is Providence.
City. Yeah.
Providence, Rhode Island. Number five, I think Doug said this is near you, Jen, Glendale, California.
Yeah,
I can explain it.
Okay.
Glendale is
get ready to write the letters to Doug Steffen when you complain about this, because I'm going to get a little racist. I'm sorry, because this is not, but really? I have to. I mean, this is a show of honesty, right?
Yes, it is.
There are a large amount of Armenians in Glendale.
Lots of Armenians.
I thought we were going to be like Mexicans or whatever. All right, Armenians.
Well, Mexicans
okay.
are next on the list. They're not great.
Well, no, believe me, don't disparage the Mexican people. The Armenians, they advertise, from what I hear, in Armenia, they advertise to come to Glendale. This has become sort of like an unofficial country, basically. So it's a lot of Armenian food markets and that kind of thing. I work in Glendale every day, so I feel that I can actually say this. Mm-hmm. And they drive very, I mean, you could be living in a box, but as long as you have a BMW or a Mercedes, everything's cool. So you have these people that have really nice cars that are speedy and that use traffic signals and stop signs as suggestions instead of the laws of the road.
There's probably not a worse road than the 134 that goes right through, and the driving, there's always an accident. There's never, the traffic is always, no matter what time of day or night, the 134 is horrific.
How large of a city is Glendale?
It's a pretty good sized city. Yeah, it's got a great downtown. It's where I go after I leave you guys every day.
That's
where
my next villages
is
too.
Yeah,
the funny thing is, the reason I ask is because it must be so bad with the Armenian roadsters, because if you look at New Haven and Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Boston, I mean, these are major cities, and then there's Glendale.
Well, this is what's funny, is that it actually earns its own designation when L.A. is already on the list. That should tell you
right,
something.
Exactly. It beats L.A.
And it's very funny. I actually, for a while, you know, I started out at a four-year university, but then I was doing a lot of work and I was traveling a lot for work. And so I ended up putting my four-year on hold and just going to a community college to get my general ed requirements out of the way. And I went to Glendale Community College. And I took speech there. Because, you know, you have to. And we had to give a speech about the most impactful day of our life. And so people are talking about the day a parent died or a day, you know, like for me, it was when my grandmother had a stroke. I mean, it was like these very serious stories that you were talking about. And then we had a woman get up and talk about her very terrible day, which was getting a flat tire on the freeway.
If you take anything happens to you on the two, if you try, anybody that's an Angelina who's been in Los Angeles any amount of time, the two is, worst. I just said the 134, scratch that. The two, as you get into, you come out of really what is
Angeles. Two, but there's because I love it because there's never any traffic,
but
that provides an open canvas for like these speed demons.
90 miles versus
correct.
100 mile an hour is not, they just vroom. So, all right. Anything else from that report before we get to the...
The one other interesting thing of note, in this top 10 list of worst drivers in America, Massachusetts has three different entries.
Yeah.
Number 6 is Springfield, number 8 is Worcester, and number 10 is Boston. So, way to go, Massachusetts drivers. You guys are living up to your reputation.
Yes, here we are. And I like to add to the problems. I live on a narrow country road.
And you go 94 miles per hour.
No, I get on the road
with a tractor
at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Slow things down a little bit here. And once in a while somebody goes into a ditch, hits a tree. Hey.
Before we move on, one more thing. I was just reading a story this week about how scientists, who obviously are sick of sitting in traffic with the rest of us, have cracked this story or cracked this equation as to how to make traffic go faster. Did we talk about that here?
Uh-huh.
No.
A little bit. We did, right?
Yeah.
And it was you have to leave a certain amount of space in between your car and the next car. That's what will save traffic problems. It's the people that drive too close that actually cause
slam on the brakes.
That cause these issues. So as we move into self-driving cars, we did talk about it here. As we move into self-driving cars, they're going to be programmed with this certain ratio so that traffic can move more freely.
I'm not driving a self-driving car. All right, 44 after the hour.
No, it's going to drive you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's check the findings from the world of sports. Jennifer, this Cuban-born umpire is comparing himself to Joe Torre. How could that be? This guy wants more money. What's his problem? Angel Hernandez.
Major League Baseball umpire suing his employer, saying his race is costing him job opportunities. Angel Hernandez, as you mentioned, Dougie, is a Cuban-born umpire. He filed a discrimination suit against Major League Baseball. Baseball. Now, the suit says Major League Baseball picked less qualified white individuals over Hernandez and specifically calls out Chief Baseball Officer Joe Torre. Hernandez has worked as a Major League Baseball umpire since 1991. He had two World Series assignments, and in the lawsuit, he says his performance reviews were good until about 2011 when Joe Torre took over. So he's tying this racist behavior to Joe Torre. But the truth is, others gave him poor reviews before that. In 2010, players voted Hernandez as the third worst umpire in the Major League Baseball, which, by the way, I didn't know was a thing that they could actually vote for the worst umpire. Mm-hmm. The suit says only one minority umpire has gotten the chance to work a World Series since Torre was placed in charge of umpiring. The suit says Torre could be holding a grudge from his managing days with the Yankees. Umpires are paid extra for working the World Series, so Hernandez is seeking damages. Major League Baseball hasn't commented on the lawsuit yet, but you know,
grow up, pal.
I mean, look, let's look and see. You can check it out, see if there's anything going on with Joe Torre. But these umpires, really? I mean, they're all pretty terrible. I mean, they all need to have their sight checked. Get your vision checked.
Get your glasses. Right.
Right.
All right. Let's get to the softball pitcher award here, Victoria. You got to go to Oklahoma and the Women's College World Series. Wow. That's
amazing. Yeah. Oklahoma won the Women's College World Series earlier this month, and Paige Parker is their lead pitcher. And she got to, she's from right outside of Kansas City, and so she was given the opportunity to throw out the first pitch at the Royals game. And while she was warming up in the, what's the little warm-up area called, Jen?
Dugout.
No.
Bullpen.
Bullpen. While she was doing that, she threw a pitch to the catcher, Drew Butera, and she threw she had so much force behind her pitch that it literally knocked him over, and his teammates caught it all on video. We have retweeted it. If you want to see the video, it's hilarious. You're seeing all the Major League Baseball players laughing at this guy because he three times falls over and can't withstand the power of this girl's pitch. So eventually she got out onto the field and threw the first pitch out, and he was a little more prepared by then. But this has gone viral now with over 10,000 retweets. So, girl power. She did a great job.
Good for the girls.
Good for her.
All right, Jen, speaking of girls, what do we have for television tonight and through the weekend that would be of interest and import?
Good fabulous for the warning on this.
One thing we can say, well, Jen, I'll stall for you. Sunday night, I know we talked about this yesterday, the Amelia Earhart story that's been around all week. That's on Sunday night. It's a two-hour special on the History Channel. And that is, of course, if you haven't heard the story, there's new photographic evidence that appears to show that Amelia Earhart and her co-pilot survived the crash and that they were taken into custody by Japanese soldiers and most likely ended their days in captivity. That's the new theory. So
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah,
I actually believe it. The pictures that they've shown look like Amelia Earhart, her navigator, and their plane. So really interesting stuff. All right, tonight on TV, Reels, the Reels channel, showing a documentary called Under the Influence. It looks at the stories of Heath Ledger and River Phoenix, and it's a new series that's going to explore infamous star scandals. So they will be the first, of course, the very public, obviously, fight and struggle with drug abuse. So that's at 9 o'clock on Reels. Also, the Great British Baking Show will air at 9 o'clock on PBS. And 2020 tonight will cover the internationally renowned fashion designer Gianni Versace and his murder. That's at 10 o'clock on ABC. If NBC is more your thing, Dateline NBC at 10 tonight covers the knock at the door. A young woman found murdered. Her case becomes a cold case file. Her mother's search continues. And Dateline NBC follows the mother's attempt to try to track down her daughter's killer.
And if that's not enough for you in television news, the anchor at Fox Business News, Charles Payne, has been suspended by the network because he's been accused of harassment. That's another one of those cases. All right, I just wanted to balance everything, Jennifer, that you had there.
There you go.
A little balance here, a little balance there.
Fair and balanced.
Here's some balance. That's us. Fair and balanced. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV Experience.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for us to update the car news. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com to review for you what to do if you're applying, Sadie and Doug, take two, if you're planning on buying a car. So they get paid by the words, so sometimes I put words together, like buying and planning. You know how that works, Victoria? Applying a new car? If you're planning on buying a car, we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Matter of fact, here's a little leg up on this. Andrew Stevens explains why you need to do your homework first.
Whether you're buying your first or your fifth car, the information available is constantly changing. With so many options and features, James Bell with Kia Motors suggests doing some research online before hitting the dealership.
The idea of walking into a dealership, throwing your hands up and saying, "Tell me what I need to know," those days are gone. My point is, know before you go. First thing to do is jump on the car maker's website. Not only is it a great resource for images and details about the car, but also a great place to find out what the latest and greatest deals are.
But don't stop your research there. Bell recommends to take advantage of all the technology and information available, like at reputable third-party sites, to have a better understanding and make the purchase process much easier.
Then move over to one of the third-party sites like Edmunds or TrueCar or Kelley Blue Book or IIHS to see how those third-party sites are looking at the vehicle, researching their features, testing them, making sure they're safe and smart purchases. And Kia is excited to announce that we've won J.D. Power's initial quality study for the second year in a row.
For more information, go to Kia.com.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Expert in automotive matters from A to Z, Nick Miles, is here with us. So let's piggyback on the information buying a car. People have to ask you this, Nick, all the time, and you check new cars out all the time. Is it always about a new car, or what happens for people who are planning on buying a used car? Is there a different set of rules and regs for buying a used car versus a new car?
Well, that's the two very interesting questions. First of all, about 10% of us in the country buy with our right brains and 10% with our left brains. So 10% of us buy emotionally, and the other 90% buy practically. But the one thing that most people forget when buying a car, period, is how much is that car going to cost you to run, to keep? How reliable is that vehicle? Let's think about the cost of ownership, and that's a big question that gets overlooked. People look at pretty colors, cup holders, accessories. They look at all the electronics, but think about how much it's going to cost to own you throughout the life of the car. So if it comes with a service plan, it comes with something like a 100,000-mile warranty, a 10-year warranty. Those things are important because they're going to be less money out of the family's pocket where it'll be paid for by the automaker.
You can almost tell by looking at a car whether it's practical or not, right? Right. How practical is an Alfa Romeo versus a Honda van?
Well, I will tell you, the new Alfa Romeo Stelvio, which is their new SUV, I was blown away with a vehicle that starts at $43,000. Now, think about something like the Honda Odyssey, which is you could easily spend $60,000 on. Although
really?
It's 7 and the Alfa only seats 5. I will tell you that spirited driving down a country road is going to be a lot more fun in that Alfa.
So how would you compare that to new Jaguar SUV or to the couple of electric versions of, I think the Tesla has an SUV. So is there a comparison there?
Yeah, they're very similar. If I looked throughout that segment, which is sort of the compact luxury segment, the Jaguar F-Pace and the Alfa Romeo Stelvio are probably my two top buys in that that sphere. One of the things with Alfa Romeo is they are not true and tested in the United States. They're just coming back. They only have 4 models here. So ask me that question again, my friend, in 3 years' time and see how I feel.
All right. What do you drive? What does Nick Miles drive? Are you a practical guy, or are you just like something that's hot?
Absolutely impractical. In these beautiful summer days, I've been riding my Triumph motorcycle, but mostly I'm a big SUV guy. I like to be able to sit above guys.
Yeah. So you would be with me. I've been a Range Rover guy since the mid-90s.
Absolutely. I've got one of those Land Rovers sitting in my garage about 14 feet from me.
Yeah, well, so that, but that's not practical. I mean, you look at practical versus emotion. Do we say women are the emotional or are they the practical? And how do men, because women make most of the decisions anyway, right?
If I'm arguing with my partner, I could argue that it's a very practical choice. I could
There's a practical man. All right, thank you, Nick. Nick's at rautoexpert.com. All kinds of things. Questions? You got questions? Get the answers at our.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.